red pill. I take you to Wonderland and show you how deep the hole goes. You take the blue pill, and you go back to your little fake Hollywood land. Into hour number two. Got a lot to cover today. So finishing up for now on the Epstein situation, and there's a lot of movement on that front. Just remember, Trump is credited by Epstein in the emails and by Wolf, the writer that's trying to take down Trump, in their emails that are out now, that he was the guy that got Epstein put in prison the first time. So again, just don't forget that. Here's President Trump 10 years ago.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think
I'm
the problem
here.
Will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So
the Clintons are friends
and he's
of
been
yours,
there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends,
well,
yeah.
I can't say friends, but I know
you're friendly.
Them.
You know them.
Well, they play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play.
Are you
at my
saying
clubs.
There's a political problem for her if she runs for president?
It could be a political problem. Look, he could be a political problem. Right now, he's Teflon, and right now, maybe not. But he could end up being a political.
I want to ask one question.
And then here, Trump says Bondi should release whatever she thinks is credible on Epstein. That's July. 5, 6 months ago. And then he flip-flopped again. So, A-plus, not screwing underage girls. F-minus on messaging. Former Epstein attorney Schoen says, notorious pedo had no dirt on Trump. POTUS responded by calling for Jeffrey Epstein's Dem associates to be prosecuted. That's up on Infowars.com. That was his head impeachment lawyer. People go, well, we can't trust him. He was a lawyer for Epstein. When you're rich, you go out and get the best defense lawyers. No connection to the girls was shown. Now with his other lawyer, and they've interviewed the victims. He's like, no, you know, we gave him a massage once. So there you go. But meanwhile, nothing in the media about John Podesta, we're delivering you the 7, 8, and 9-year-old for your entertainment to the hot tub at the secluded farmhouse in the woods. They'll be delivered to the hot tub for you at 8 o'clock at night. Here's their names.
Okay.
And then the next day we're having an Aleister Crowley ritual. Okay, okay, okay. And now they've got even mainstream news coming out and saying, okay, looks like Eyes Wide Shut's real. Looks like Pizzagate's real. On and on and on. There's the rap. And again, what do they do with Pizzagate? If you've got the WikiLeaks, total proof of Satan worship and raping children by Democrats, leadership, you just have the corporate media go, oh, look, 4chan and 8chan, people that are posting there, them, oh, say it's a pizza place where it's happening, so it diverts off to that. A real pizza place where they were going too, but not, you know, doing that stuff. And then it all changes it to then say, oh, look, the whole thing's discredited. Then the media says it's us reporting that.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Oh.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to briefly finish up on the huge, historic Epstein developments, really that started last week, but it peaked today. The Democrats put out all these emails of Epstein. All of it is exculpatory. All of it's what Trump said. All the victims say he never did anything, nothing, never saw him at the Zorro Ranch or the New York thing or the Caribbean or any of it. We got two women worked at the club, and they said Trump never did anything. But the Democrats blacked it all out to confuse people and act like it was something new. And then anybody could go online and pull the stuff out over 10 years ago. Here's the full email that already come out in court cases. It had already been subpoenaed. So it's a bunch of games, bunch of tricks. And so I'm going to segue into the MAGA civil war that's kicked off that really needs to get shut down quickly. And the good moves Trump's making on that, the bad moves he's making, I think MTG is on tomorrow, we're working on that. But we should be talking about the WikiLeaks and the Podestas and the Clintons and all of them and the kids being delivered and the $56,000 in hot dogs for Obama's birthday party. And it's all code words. We're going to have walnut sauce and we're going to have, you know, this type of pizza. And and everything in there is the exact stuff in decades-old FBI manuals about code words pedos use. And then on their businesses, the triple pyramid. I mean, it's – and they wear necklaces with it. I mean, these folks are out in the open. I mean, it's like Tony Podesta, 2007, huge magazine put out by the Washington Post. And I mean, I'm an adult, and you can go online of scans the magazines. Some people have actually bought the magazines. Like sells for like $1,000 now. So I decided not to buy it. But it's a big old thick, you know, magazine. You know those types they put in hotels, and it'll be the local paper, but it's in the hotels. It's one of those big ones. The Dangerous Art of Tony Podesta. And it's a whole giant, big, thick magazine. Yeah, that's one of the headlines, but in the actual magazine, it was The Dangerous Art of Tony Podesta. And it is just incredibly evil. Open pedophilia, torture, rape of children depicted in just graphic stuff you can't have. This is just some of it. I mean, come on, people. I mean, this is the Washington Post. So that they thought they had it so bad back then, they were flaunting this stuff. So can we talk a little bit about that? I mean, if I was looking at Trump running in 2015 when they reached out to me for the vetting long before, they knew I wanted to vet people. They knew how big the show was, number one at the time. And I went and checked in and all this stuff and found zero. I'm not going to endorse somebody that's got this stuff. But you've got the Democrat Party and their leadership is up to their eyeballs in flaunting sexualization of children. And Harvey Weinstein and all the rest of it. And Oprah Winfrey. And John of God and the NXIVM cult. On and on. And all these other executives caught running secret cloning farms. Not for clones that live. They have babies and then suck their juices out and inject them into Peter Nygaard and all the rest of them. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And the open pedophile government of the UK and Keir Starmer being the head magistrate over that protected it. I mean, this is bad stuff. They just busted that other big hedge fund billionaire torturing women in a dungeon, drugging them in New York. And their answer to cover all this coming out was, oh, me too. Oh, a guy hit on me or a guy was aggressive. And then that equates. Yeah, they're showing stuff that Podesta's personal art collection. No more. No more. Please. I know I told him to show up at a certain point. I can't see it anymore. So you wonder why the government's so corrupt. You wonder why the corporations are so corrupt. You wonder why Hollywood's so corrupt. These people are completely turned over to evil. And it runs from bad to worse. You know, how about we talk about this? Bill Gates, dozens and dozens of times, the island, dozens of times in New York, Zorro Ranch, dozens of times it is set up in France. Jeffrey Epstein, his wife, who's a horrible globalist eugenicist, Melinda French now, left him and told national television, no, it was over this. And it's not because, in my view, that she didn't know. She's a monster. It's because it's embarrassing. Gates employee sentenced for child pornography collection. His head manager of the gigantic estate. 6,000 images of children being raped. Rape videos. Rick Allen Jones admitted he'd been collecting child rape videos and photos for about a decade before police intervened. Jones quietly pled guilty to related charges on Friday and was sentenced to 90 days in King County Jail, 2 years of probation. Can you imagine if they found child pornography in the manager of Mar-a-Lago and he got 90 days in jail? Not on your life. In the show trials, they subpoenaed hundreds of thousands of emails, you know, the search terms. And so we do the search term, give it to them. There was something like 10 million unread emails in the InfoWars account. We did the scan for it. 99% were unopened. I'm sorry, we just get like 20,000 emails a day. We don't even check it now. We try to check the news tip on it. It's just insane. So trying to drink Lake Superior with a straw or drink out of a fire hose, and they get unopened emails that were sent to us threatening us right when I got sued, we noticed. And it's unopened, and there's secret links. You can't even see them to child porn. And I wake up with the headlines, Alex Jones sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. No, the Democrats suing me. I gave them discovery. They went in. They scanned it all magically and then put headlines up. And then when I was on the stand, they look at the jury and they go, you know, he sent child porn to the poor families. I mean, you know that's not true. The little Eddie Munster guy just smiled like a demon. I mean, you know, come on, folks. But they wanted to get me. That was the mission. But the FBI gave us a letter and said, no, you're actually the victim of it. And the public saw through it because they were already discredited back then. But you're now totally discredited. Totally and absolutely discredited. Oh, I thought I didn't give you any discovery. I thought I was defaulted. Found guilty by the judge. Piers Morgan was all over TV. I don't even look for these clips. He was on two different TV shows over the weekend going, Alex Jones is found guilty of a jury of torturing families, attacking parents of dead children. And I don't like Elon Musk because he did that. And Elon Musk won't talk to me now because of it. Blah, 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 blah. Elon Musk went and did a scan of everything I ever said on X at Twitter. All the deleted stuff, all the stuff going back to when I joined it in 2000, whatever it was. Anyway, it's incredible. You never even talked about it. Except for a few tweets before he got sued saying it happened. Remember, we did a long interview talking about it. And that was thanks to Tucker Carlson saying, go look in the record. And Elon was a busy man, spent hours going through the log, searching everything, and said, my God, you didn't do anything. Yeah! So that is the cuckoo level of this. But I know Trump doesn't have any Epstein wrongdoing, but they just create this facade with headlines, and then you read the article, there's nothing there. And they do it over and over. And then they raise over $300 million with their gun control foundations off my name for years, just ads on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. He's attacking us. He's coming after us. Help us. Give us money. Because they couldn't raise money to confiscate your guns. So they literally raised $300+ million on record off saying I was victimizing them while saying I was making money off them. I never made anything. Barely ever even talked about these people. I know you already know that, but it's a microcosm of the sick, twisted minds of these PR firms and law firms. But their reign's coming to an end. People see through more and more of this. But don't you want to know about why Bill Gates's manager of his gigantic house, the biggest in Washington State, one of the biggest in the world, is like a connoisseur of child rape videos? I mean, what do you think's going on in Washington State? It's like a command base of Satanists and pedophiles. So's Oregon. New York, D.C., thick as thieves, everywhere. It's a cult. It's a spiritual infection, and it's the devil. And God help us. So why aren't we talking about that? Look at this in the wrap. The Epstein emails the conspiracy theorists are right. Eyes Wide Shut is real. And it goes on to say, well, we thought it was all fake, but looks like it's all real. Looks like basically Alex Jones was right about Pizzagate. Well, you could just go research it for yourself and see all of that. Hillary bizarrely accused. Oh, yeah. Never talks about what was actually in there. What do you mean, conspiracy? So, let me tell you, the Epstein stuff, sex-wise, that we know of, is terrible but lightweight compared to the Podestas and the Democratic Party. But from our intel, all that other stuff was going on, but worse, it was mainly money laundering and medical stuff where they impregnate a woman with your sperm so that it's your genetics, because reportedly it's hundreds of times better if you're going to exsanguinate a baby that they aborted 8 months for its stem cells, its tissues and everything, and then they inject it all back into the veins of the men. This is all out. That's what he was doing at Zorro Ranch. That's what Nygaard was doing. They had competing systems and these big medical wings and big medical labs on these islands and in New Mexico. And so it's far beyond just traditional screwing kids. I mean, it's in the case of the royals and the British so-called elite, murdering them. Remember, the Netherlands had big cases where the judges, police chiefs, leaders got caught with these big dungeons with all these dead kids in coffins and starving kids as young as 2 years old in cages. And it all got shut down. I mean, let me tell you, it's bad enough, kid getting raped. This is torture. This is murder. And the Democrats don't want you to talk about that. They want us just talking about Donald Trump all day. So we're distracted from all the bad stuff they're doing. And so don't worry, we'll spend all our time on Trump and how he can be better, and no time on the globalists, no time on anything good we've done, no time on getting people to vote, no time on stopping election fraud, no time on getting the jobs back to America. We will prove we're the purest, because it's so thrilling. If we really attack Trump, the corporate media will talk about us. It does nothing to be on CNN, nothing to be on MSNBC. So we wake the world up. And then now all we can focus on is policing ourselves when there's almost nothing there. Now you're starting to get where I'm coming from? So now let's talk about the MAGA Civil War. People like to look at things as Team A or B, or the Dallas Cowboys versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so when MTG starts having trouble with Trump and criticizing him some, and he starts criticizing her, and people fan the flames, the media exaggerates what MTG said, Trump starts calling her wacky, a kook, a nut, then he calls her a traitor. She comes out and says that's put a target on her back. And yeah, believe me, folks, when you're at that level, so look, it happens, it does. I'm blaming Trump. And then Trump says, who is she? Who cares? Yeah, but she's a traitor. That is destructive, and that's not good, and that's not something we need to do. And the Trump supporters don't like it. So I notice when I post stuff on X or wherever, 30% of people say, you're being too nice to Trump. You should totally abandon him. Another 30% or so say, screw you. You're attacking Trump. You're a traitor. And I don't care about the feedback that I'm getting from me. I care about you. Another 30-something percent, you know, it all divides out, are like, no, this makes perfect sense what you're saying. Absolutely, it's a distraction. We need to have cooler heads prevail and change our focus. So I cover all the avenues, all the angles, all the things. And it was the comments criticizing me on both sides didn't even watch the videos. They're like, how do you know this wasn't done by the Democrats in a false flag and blamed on a Trump supporter? That's the first thing I say in the little video. It's only like 3 minutes long. Hey, MTG, this might be a Democrat setup. Probably, you know, you shouldn't just say you know it's Trump. Even though he criticizes you and says this and it happens, that's when these opportunists do that. I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying, have you thought of that? The video starts like that. It's just a case point example. And the people that are trying to defend Trump just go, well, Jones, don't you know they could have done a setup? Or they blame her and say she's lying because they didn't see a police report about a bomb threat to her business or these swatting pre-pizzas they send to make sure it's the right house because they can talk to the pizza person that puts a note in the computer. You can get that note. We've been swatted. I've been swatted. The crew's been swatted. We know how this works. And people go, we called that town and they said no comment because it takes a day or two usually to even get those police reports. And then people, Laura Loomer's running around saying, it's she didn't get pizzas. She didn't get a bomb threat. She's a liar. And I want to attack Laura Loomer. What are we doing talking about Laura Loomer and MTG? And this is the top issue. A big drama catfight. It's the same thing with Candace Owens. I like Candace all of it, but it's just like constant. Remember when she was going to release the stuff that RFK Jr. was in the Epstein files and that was the blackmail? And then with no evidence and everybody's like waiting and I'm not mad at her. I'm just like, oh, there's one lady that's done some work with him that was a Democrat. So it's just like, what is this? We've got all this hardcore stuff going on that's well documented that we can deal with in the fight with the globalists. But instead, we're incinerating ourselves in infighting and policing each other. And all the neocons running around trying to destroy Tucker and destroy Candace and destroy everybody else, who I think overall are really good people. And then you got Trump's perfect response to the corporate media trying to drive a wedge and ask Trump, oh, are you going to disavow Tucker Carlson? He interviewed Nick Fuentes. He's like, no, interview whoever you want. I can interview it on there. So what? Yeah, that's the answer. MTG's disagreeing with you on some things. Say, well, I see what she's saying. You know, I'm working on it, but I got a lot of deals I got to make. I got to get Congress convinced of this stuff, and I can't get the votes for everything I need, but we're doing the best we can. You know, I love MTG. Instead, you traitor, you nut job, you loony, it's not good. But Tucker and Trump talk all the time, so thank God he didn't take the bait on this. Because of the neocons who have almost no supporter viewers, Shapiro, all of them are a joke. The billions of dollars pumped into them to force feed them to the public totally failed. The Israeli attempted takeover of the MAGA movement in the last 8-9 years did not work. Instead, it's ignited this big obsession with Israel, which part of it's reasonable, a lot of it's exaggerated. The point is that it's been the worst money Netanyahu and Israel have ever spent. It's backfired. And if Levin and all the rest of them can get Trump to attack Tucker, oh my God, if Trump attacks Tucker, 10-point drop. And we need Trump to succeed. Don't attack Tucker. I know Trump knows this. He's loved across the board. Okay, just don't do it. Remember the liberal media tried for years to get you to attack me and you didn't do it wisely. Good. Don't, please, for God's sakes. This is very heartening and the type of attitude we need to see from you, Mr. President. Here's a clip.
We've had some great interviews with Tucker Carlson, but you can't tell him who to interview. I mean, if he wants to interview Nick Fuentes, I don't know much about him, but if he wants to do it, get the word out. Let him, you know, people have to decide. Ultimately, people have to decide. The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet, and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York.
You yourself had dinner with Nick Fuentes at Mar-a-Lago a few years ago. What role should he play in the conservative movement?
Well, I didn't know he was coming, and he was with, as you know, somebody, Kanye. And Kanye asked if he could have dinner, and he brought Nick. I didn't know Nick at the time. And he did. He came and, along with a few other people. He brought a few people with him. Meeting people, talking to people, like for somebody like Tucker, that's what they do. You know, people are controversial. Some are, some aren't. I'm not controversial, so I like it that way.
Absolutely perfect. More of that. But you catch Trump when he's tired or cranky, because he works 20 hours a day. And at 50, I do this sometimes, 51, maybe 52. I go up and down throughout the day. So usually at about 3 after the show, I kind of eat something and crash. I'm kind of retarded for an hour or two. Then it builds back up. And then like at 10 o'clock at night, I want to still work. And I go, no, I got to go to bed. I need 6 hours sleep. Not Trump. He just bulldozes forward. And so the Alex Jones you get at 3:30 is cranky, not that smart compared to my normal self. The Alex Jones you get at 10 a.m., that's, or the Alex Jones at 9 p.m. That's the good Alex Jones. So we understand Trump's only human here. And everybody wants to have a fight. And I'll say this final thing. I told you them running Musk out was going to hurt MAGA, Doge, and approval rating. And it did. Now Trump's trying to get him back. I was right about that. So all you that are like, you're a traitor. You're not saying discard Musk. We probably wouldn't have won without Musk. So stop the high school stuff wanting to be on a side here. We're the populist, conservative, common sense nationalists trying to save the country and the West. Grow up. No more drama queening. They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world. And they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute, total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers that can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction. When despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy. When it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2+2=4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else. The poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate. Deliberate. Premeditated. 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 Premeditated.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
And I dream in the morning that she brings me water. And I dream in the evening that she brings me wine. Just a poor man's daughter, where the piñas go, south of the border in old Mexico. There's a great hot desert south of Mexicali. And if you don't got water, you better not go. Tequila won't get you across that desert. Evangelina in old Mexico.
Mexico is having a real revolution right now. They have a horrible narco-terrorist state. Leader Sheinbaum, who openly defends the cartels, who've just murdered hundreds of government officials just this year alone. Over 30 mayors. They've been killing really, really popular people that are like Charlie Kirk, one of the guys. And folks are pissed. And it looked like a million people, there over the weekend. Mexico City, they tore down all the big metal barricades. Sheinbaum had said last week, oh, it's all fake. It's just online. Nobody's going to show up. Yeah, right. And now there's people attacking all over the country, the known police departments that are under the control of the cartels. And it's not all of them. It's certain states are worse. Certain towns are worse. Some areas are totally run by the cartels, and they just murder, kill, rape whoever they want. And the cartels 30, 40 years ago were chivalrous compared to the ones now. They get more radical, more insane, more vicious because they push out others that aren't as evil. That's that acceleration of corruption. Yeah, and they spray painted on the door, Jewish whore. So then somebody did that. So then everybody made it all about that. There was the main stuff painted was narco-terrorist and, enslaver of the people, stuff like that. But, she is Jewish. And you've got the old CIA heavily involved with the cartels. Trump's really cut that off. That's part of what's happening here. But the real move on Mexico, with Trump putting pressure on them, declaring their cartels terrorists, is that the senior partner in Venezuela, and he's now about to designate Maduro the leader, because he is, of the main drug cartel. And thus, that'll be the legal justification to go in. Mexico's president says that waging war against cartel terrorism is illegal and fascist. She was talking about Trump then a few months ago. No, she's recently come out and said they should just leave the cartels alone. So she is bad, bad, bad. And she's in the WEF. She's a climate scientist. She's a globalist. So you can say, is she WEF? Is she BlackRock? Is she Chi-Com? Is she Jewish mafia? Whatever. At the globalist system, it's all the same big plan. She wants the carbon taxes, all that stuff. And so I don't see how she stays in power. It's unfolding right now. But the Mexicans are definitely done. Because every leader that pops up and tries to reform things, they just kill them. And the drug cartels, it's not enough to just, you know, bring the drugs in now. They grab people's daughters and put them in sex slavery. And they, if you speak up to them, they'll cut your head off. And, you know, there's Mormons have been down in there for over 100 years. They've got some of the safest towns and things. And they illegally have guns. They've shut the cartels down. I mean, it doesn't take much to stand up against these cartels. But the Mexican people aren't allowed to own guns. So they got to get them illegally. Well, when the government's run by terrorists and, you know, you don't have guns, it's just time to become an outlaw. You got tyrants running things. Well, then resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. I got a bunch of big developments here with the FEMA director just resigned. Judge Scholl's Justice Department for profound investigative missteps in Comey case. Yeah, the judge, of course. Scoop. Indian government busted helping send fentanyl to the U.S. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah, we're getting attacked from all sides. And I've got some news on India, man. I tell you, India is the most populous country in the world. I don't hate Indians. But India and business practices are as crooked as a dog's back leg. And, you know, 70% of all the H-1B visas are from India. And just one place in India. And so it's like a mafia. And they're smart, so they come in, they know all the rules, the regulations, and they milk it all. And I'm not saying all the Indians, but I'm saying, I mean, here's an example. I got videos coming up. And I saw this flying back from doing Tucker a month ago. And I've noticed over the years a buildup where you see like two or three people in wheelchairs getting on the plane, being pushed in as they go to the head of the line, and then 10, 20. And now getting on off planes, there'd be like lines of 30 people in the wheelchairs, and they're like able-bodied men and women, and they're a lot of them are young Indians. I mean, look at these videos where it's like almost all Indians. And to them and their culture has been so poor, but they're also smarts. So they look at every system and what's legal. The chivalry thing is if you're not really, you know, handicapped, you don't show up at the airport, get out of your car. You see somebody gets out of their car all healthy. And it's not just Indians doing it, but now it's the majority. And people just get out of their car or get out of a taxi or Uber, and they just go, and they go, okay, they bring over a person, you sit in a chair, you go past all the lines, you get on the plane first, and it's just like, what is this? You know, it's like a $500 fine to park in a handicapped parking space. Well, what should the fine be if you're not handicapped doing this? And I'm saying that's the mindset, and it's not compatible, folks. It's like China. We'll steal any patent, copy anything. It's just the culture. But we project, oh, it's India. We're devils. We're America. They're perfect. No. It's Indian culture and some of their groups to bathe in feces. You want me to show it to you? If I wanted to be mean, I'd show the rituals where they immerse themselves in feces. You know, I mean, a lot of people coming out of Mexico and Latin America have never been around a real toilet. That's why you go in truck stops and nice places. They have it in Spanish saying, put your toilet paper in the toilet. No, there'll be a pile of anybody. I guess it's all over the country now, so you've all seen it. There'll be a pile of wadded up toilet paper and feces. This goes on and on here, folks. So I'm just telling you, we might want to say, hey, we have American standards, and you need to learn them, and you need to follow it if you're going to come here. And we brought so many people in. That we've got to put the halt to this now and then assimilate. I mean, I go to nice restaurants probably once a week or so. I don't go to like super fancy, super high-end or whatever, but I'll go to the nice restaurants, you know, good food. And you can tell when the economy has problems, it was pretty dead under Biden, came back a little. People hoped with Trump, but now it's even the ones that are always full aren't so much full now. And I went to a really nice Chinese food restaurant about a week and a half ago. At about 8 at night, and it normally lines out the door, and it was about 20% full, and almost everyone were fancy clothes, nice, you know, Indians. And it was, you could always see the controller, like an older 70-year-old guy, and then he'd have the men with him, and they usually weren't even women, it was like business teams, and you could hear him talking, it was all about, you know, Dell and Microsoft and, you know, Apple and AI. But I'm sitting there in this restaurant, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, wow, what's going on in the economy? And then I went to an Italian restaurant last week, and half the people in there were Indians. Now, it's not just that half the people were Indians, because you go to the mall in Austin anywhere, it's like half the people are more Indians now. I mean, it's massive. Airport, you name it, around the country. But there's not black people and white people and Hispanic people in the restaurants eating, it's Indians because they got the jobs, folks. With all these computer plants and chip plants and stuff, and they're all over Austin. And I've taught people that work in them, you know, like the security guards, white or black or whatever, but you go in there, when the Indians get in, they only hire other Indians. That's why almost all the tech companies are run by Indians now. It's like just like with the trannies run Spotify. Over half of them now are trannies, big, fat, ugly men with wigs on. And they don't let you work there or get a job now if you don't, so it'll soon be 100%. Because they all come from one region in India. Because even the other regions can't get in on it. No, they got a toehold 50 years ago buying up the hotels. Remember, that was the same tribe. You know, look it all up. There's articles on it. I remember, you know, when I was a kid, we're driving across country, and I'm like, why are all the little motels owned by Indians? Well, that's the business and the gas stations. And so this one tribe for the last 70 years came in, invested, brought their people in, they're loyal to their tribe, not saying they're bad, but you don't get a job at that Best Western or Motel 6 if you're an American that isn't Indian. And that's normal to them. They're tribal. They have territorialism. Well, it's the same thing at Google and Apple. And everywhere else, sorry. And they even have these fake job hires. They'll say, skilled workers. And then they only accept the ones that are H-1B and all that. So since I mentioned it, let's just go ahead and show this. I'm sorry, folks. We're not just talking about Israel right now. That's because I'm covering up. That's a joke. Oh, I'm getting to Israel in a minute, too. Wait till you see this. Cash Patel's girlfriend being protected by FBI SWAT agents, a security perk. And we've looked at the laws, regulations, never before been done, 100% unethical. Why would he do that? Because he doesn't care. Flying around on the jet three or four times more than Ray, you know, did. Doesn't care. He criticized Ray for it, which I thought was right. Going to private events. He does it more. He doesn't care. So it's literally stereotypical. Cash Patel's girlfriend files defamation suit against suggestion she's an Israeli spy. Facing difficult questions about his use of the FBI jet, Cash Patel pitches weak defense. And now he's like, oh, we will look into the bombing. But I want to show you these reports right here. Pull these up. This is just a quick Breitbart report. It's dead on. You look it up. that if you believe that H-1B is bringing in the best and brightest from around the world, how is it even possible that this one region in India is producing 7 out of 10 of the world's geniuses? It's not just that 70% of H-1B visas are from India. Nobody's not saying Indians aren't smart at math and stuff on average. What we're saying is, plus you got 1.5 billion of them to choose from, why is it all from one tiny region? Because they got the toehold. They're making the political contributions. They got it. And when they get nothing but Indian men working at these things, there's not going to be complaints to corporate. There's not going to be any political correctness. I mean, and they'll do whatever the corporation needs. If you know what I mean. Because it turns out this particular tribe in India has the highest rate of burning their wives to death for dowry killings. The cliche is that Indians rape people at a higher rate, but the truth is you have to pay to be a woman to get a man in a dowry, not the other way around like it is in Europe. And so a way to make money is usually your mother will do it. That's just seen as a customary deal. And when they've had the wife a few years, gotten the dowry, whatever, they're ready to get another one. He'll usually have a real wife, like 2 or 3 down he wants, and that's already set up. But they want to make some money first, so you get like a coffee can of gasoline, and they'll just take them down the stairs or out, and you just throw gasoline on them and light them on fire. And there's no prosecution. Totally legal. I mean, it's illegal, but you're allowed to. It's just, come on, it's a custom. How liberal and loving, and all the liberal women love their yoga and their Kama Sutra and their Ying Wang Chao Ma. I mean, fine. I think a lot of interesting stuff out of India. Amazing architecture, blah, blah, blah. But obviously been successful in population-wise. I'm just saying I don't have to sit here and bow down to it. And I said, let's see what Kash Patel does. It's not that he's Indian that I don't like him. Google is the most evil big tech corporation there is, even worse than Microsoft. Sundar Pichai, it's like, it's all right if they censor and control and all their search and stuff is fake. He's Indian. Shut up, KKK member. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, Trump's like, well, we don't really have the talent we need. We don't have talent. No, we're going to just bring in people from one little region. See, when I talk about the Jewish mafia, it's not that Jews are all in the mafia. There is a Jewish mafia. That's what founded the state of Israel, basically. When I say there's an Italian mafia, I'm not blaming all the Italians. There is an Italian mafia. There's a Chi-Com mafia. That's how these things operate. Japanese mafia. There's a WASP mob that's been so powerful it's never even called the mob. But when you have 70% of the visas in the world from one region in one country, that's a mafia, folks. And I've watched these people. Not the ones at the gas station or that's the lower caste of this group. They just send the money back to their bosses. It's all run literally by bosses. And then I go to these restaurants and I watch these guys. It's military meetings. They're in suits, everything else, you know, fancy, you know, $20,000 watches, pulling in, and, you know, $100,000 Mercedes. And there's those guys sitting like this, and this guy's like, blah, 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 and then they'll go back and forth in English and, you know, back into, you know, Indian or whatever. And I just see it everywhere. I mean, everywhere I go, it's like mechanized forces of Indians marching around in charge, taking everything over. I mean, I know a military takeover when I see one. And so you see the Indian run the gas station, or the Indian that, you know, every motel's, you know, on the highway zone are being run by. I am in the middle of the new Silicon Valley. And I can go to North Austin. I can go to West Austin. I can go to Central Austin. I can go to downtown Austin. And, man, you walk in to the fancy steakhouse. And, I mean, just a couple of years ago, it was everybody in there. It was a space bar. But now it's India. The money. And then you don't think all those guys getting those big paychecks aren't kicking it back up to the bosses who kick it in politically, just like the Muslims work. They're tribal. You get up to 10% in your town, they take over. You ask, how's that? Because you're all divided. They're 10% together. They rule you. And now say in Dearborn, if you're a Christian, get out of here. I've got dozens of clips today of them all over the news saying, we're taking over. You bet your ass we are. You're weak, you're done, and your women belong to us. That's how the rest of the world works. But we've been taught to have no identity, no nothing, and so we're wide open. We're like a body that doesn't have an immune system. So play this clip from Breitbart News, and then I want to back-to-back just play, just recently. You go to the any major airport for yourself see this in any big tech facility. But, I mean, I'm getting on the airplane in Maine. Indians all lined up in the wheelchairs, able-bodied. Flying out of Austin, Indians lined up in wheelchairs. It's everywhere. And again, they're like, why not? It's legal. I say I can't walk. I get to the head of the line. I skip most of security. I go to the front. And they're like, because, see, they're not Western. They haven't adopted it. Maybe some will, some won't. But to them, if it's a way to get ahead in a country where on average, you know, they make like a dollar a day or whatever in the past, and where 70% of the public still poops, not even in an outhouse, but you know, in their backyard, then why not take advantage? And I thought this out. It's like, no. Can you imagine if we were all moving to India and colonizing them, how they'd feel? Well, we were by the British. Yeah, and we fought the same British, too. My point is that this is an invasion. It's all part of all these organized groups invading and attacking and coming in here and going, these people are weak. These people are dumb. These people won't stand for themselves. These people don't stand up for their jobs or future. Why not? I don't blame them. And I'm not picking on the Indians here. I'm just pointing this out. And I mean, and it's gotten accelerated bad the last 4 years. And now with Trump in, it's like, I mean, I'm like, whoa. All right, so roll the Breitbart clip and then just play those clips back to back of the majority of the people. And again, you're talking about flights with like 300 people and there'll be a third of the plane is in wheelchairs. And most of them are Indian. I mean, just soon it'll be 100%. Because you won't even have a job to fly on an airplane. Go ahead and roll it.
We know from decades of government data that H-1Bs overwhelmingly go to men arriving from India. And not only do they go from men arriving from India, they come from one area in India, one small area in India. So this one, if you believe that the H-1B is bringing in the best and brightest from around the world, how is it even possible that this one region in India is producing 7 in 10 of the world's geniuses that we're bringing in on the H-1Bs?
I mean, look at this. And to them, they're like, wait, you get a free porter? You get pushed around with all your stuff and don't have to walk? That's from a caste system, too. A lot of these folks are from the lower caste. So for them, because, you know, other places, to be pushed around and all this is like royal treatment. And there's no one there to tell them. You poop in the toilet, not on the floor. And you don't want to tell them because that's racist. Maybe we should all do like people from Latin American farms that don't know what toilets are. Maybe to be more hospitable and to just walk into McDonald's, walk up, and just start dumping right in front of the cash register. And, oh, you'd be arrested, though, because you know better. These open borders are a suicide pact. I got J.D. Vance clips and other things tying into all this coming up. I got Netanyahu saying, America's the new Rome, and our plan is to defeat you this time. On video. And then J.D. Vance is like, you should have to be a citizen to own a house or land. Yeah, they got that rule in Mexico and places, and they got that rule in India. But he knows they're pushing these open visas, and he knows that's not the case. So it sounds good. Great. Let's actually see it. oh, it's that they have that rule in India, they have that rule in Mexico and everywhere else, but we can't because we've got to give everything up we've got. Because we're white devils, folks. Oh, my God. We're going to go to break. Remember, I need your support. I'm not funded by the globalists. I'm funded by you. I will tell the truth 110%, and as long as you back me, I'll stay on air. But I need your support. That's why we sell you products that are incredible. The widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, Patriot Apparel, over 600 designs. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I don't own that. So the bad guys shut down InfoWars, which they're trying to do. That's our new sponsor for the Alex Jones Network that also don't own. That's how we stay on air. Plus, they're great products. Today's the last day. CMOS gummies with the very best organic-based iodine, 93 trace elements and minerals that supercharge all the other essentials that are in it. This ends tonight at midnight Central. Buy any bottle of CMOS gummies, get another bottle free. Key benefits, immune support, natural energy boost, digestion aids, detox cleansing, joint support, promotes skin and healthy hair, brain, heart. Buy one bottle of CMOS gummies, get another one free. Ends today at midnight, November 17th, 2025, TheAlexJonesStore.com. While you're at it, get the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, all of it. You're really missing out if you don't. Oh, and if you use the app, AlexJonesApp.com, either on Android or on Apple, get an additional 20% off through that shopping cart. It's so easy. AlexJonesApp.com.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.